You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and that's Tabby.
Hello.
You told me, I'm saving this one, you told me that there was a guy from the future.
I read it.
Yes, you read it.
Yeah.
And he came back from the future.
Yes.
And gave us information that you believe might be real.
In 2016, this person put up, I think it was on Twitter, that he is a time traveler from 2020 and that Donald Trump doesn't win the re-election, but that there's going to be a bad second wind.
Of the virus.
Yes. Well, and supposedly in 2016, the quote or the tweet, I guess, that he said was, enjoy 2016 because this is the best it's going to get until 2020.
Okay.
And then people, I guess, found him and were like, hey, it's 2020 and you're a time traveler from here, so what happens? And then two of the questions that I saw he answered were, someone asked, does Donald Trump get reelected? He said no. And what's going to happen with coronavirus? And I believe he said that there was going to be like a vaccine that came out at the end of this year, beginning of next year, and that there's going to be a bad second wave and everything's going to close up again.
Hmm. Okay.
So, broad stroke statements made by a gentle person who had made an accusation in 2016 that happened to become true.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, here we are.
Yes, and he's not rich.
Not that I know of. I don't know much about the man.
Yes, so if you're not rich and you're a time traveler, then you are not real time traveler.
I saw this stand-up comedian. It was actually Nate Bargatze. Mm-hmm. And he had said that if he went back in time, like right now, like back to like the early 1900s, and he had everything in his pockets and everything, and they, like, he declared that he was a time traveler, he was like, he doesn't think he would make a single lick of a difference. Like, for the future, he's like, I don't know how to build a phone. I don't know how satellites work. He's like, I don't know how to tell you how to, like, get the internet. He was like, I couldn't change anything. He was like, all the things that I have are just, like, things I'm accustomed to, but I couldn't build or make the world a better place, like, in the slightest way. And I was like,
that actually
same.
Is very true.
Yeah, it's like, so if we got thrown into 1800s, like, really?
Like some matches in, like, a pocket full of sweet tarts or something. Like, I'm like, that's it.
I have a Zippo.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it.
And they had fire then.
Exactly. So it's just like, I have portable fire. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, my question to you was, 20 years in the future, somebody comes back now and says, I'm an expert in your life in particular.
Oh, like me. They knew me.
You specifically.
Okay, so they met me 20 years later.
Yes.
Okay.
And got everything they need from you. What three questions, not money related, will you ask?
Where am I living?
Okay.
Because I think that would just kind of give me, like, I wouldn't have to ask a whole bunch of more questions. If I knew I was still in New Jersey, then I'd be like, okay, well.
Okay.
Not a whole lot has changed. If you tell me I'm living in, like, Wisconsin, I'd be like, well, now.
How?
What am I doing in the cheese capital?
Is it the cheese capital?
Isn't it?
I know they have a lot of cheese. I don't know if this is the cheese capital.
Is there a capital for the cheese?
I don't think so.
All right, then.
Okay.
Let's see. I would ask, I don't know if I'd want to know who my partner is.
Okay. I probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, because I feel like then once I meet that person, I'd blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guess what?
Do you believe in destiny?
I'd probably ask, do I have kids?
Okay.
Would
it bum you out if they said no?
Probably, but I guess I would just come to accept it. I'd be like, well, I guess things worked out the way they did. And I'd probably ask, what's my career?
Okay. So very, like,
personal. If all they have is information about myself, then yeah.
Okay.
What would you ask? It's a good question.
Yeah, and now that you said yours, I don't want to think of anything that would, like, devastate me if I heard the answer to it. Like, I have a son, and if he was like, I didn't see your son in any of my research or something, I would just, like, kill him.
The person who's telling you?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't. Don't shoot the messenger, but something's got to happen to you,
like,
right?
I'm slicing the messenger's throat.
Exactly.
I don't know.
How you die is up to you. I think the job. I want to know
okay.
what I was doing in that time.
Okay.
I don't think I want to know where I'm living. Because I just moved and I do not want to do it again. I don't want to have that on
in
me.
In 10 years, you don't want to hear that you've moved to a better place?
Exactly. No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm fine. The third. Ooh, boy. It can't be money related. Probably something... Oh, wow. Can they be an expert on, like, everything around me, too?
You said they're an expert on your life. They know everything about you.
All right, I guess if the Washington football team wins the Super Bowl.
What year?
Any year.
So then, all right, okay. Yeah, you'll just make like a big bet?
No, no bets.
Anytime they're in the Super Bowl?
Be able to be proud of them and say like, oh, my time's coming.
Wait, what? Well, I mean, if you're not going to make any money off of it, then...
Yeah, but just to know, just to have that little prideful nugget in my pocket.
Wouldn't it be like kind of silly to not place a bet anytime you saw that they were in the Super Bowls?
I don't see them making very many Super Bowls, so as long as it's one, I'll be happy. I don't need to
imagine
make money.
Imagine they do it twice, though, and that's the year you're like super confident and you tell everybody, you're like, just trust me on this. Mm-hmm. Just trust
I'm from me the future.
And they lose.
Yeah.
Well, that would suck.
Yeah, but I was always curious about no money. What would you actually care to know?
I mean, it's interesting because you don't want to ask something that's going to end up like sabotaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if I knew the name of my partner, I'd be like, I would sabotage it.
Mm-hmm. You search for them, you try to stalk them, get caught, get arrested, and then never do you.
Yep.
Or be with you. I guess doing you is second.
Yeah. Okay, ready for the first submission?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Mike. Hey, Tabby. I started coaching my son's Little League baseball team. Ever since his mother and I divorced, I've been looking to spend more quality time with him. Trying to instill manly things in him was number one on my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing in between third and home when a large, for his age, fifth grader hit a rocket in my face. I tried to be tough for the kids, but ended up crying a little and being taken to the hospital by the ambulance in the parking lot. Hope his memories don't start till the sixth grade.
Mm.
Thank you for the submission.
Thank you. Mm. I have...
Take it.
No words to say.
Oh.
No, that's...
Man.
I don't know. I cried in front of a bunch of fifth graders?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. I hope you're okay. Can we start there?
Yes. I hope, listener, I hope your face is doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And your pride and ego.
The ego, the face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're never going to get those kids' respect back, and I just want you to know that. Probably second guess coaching next year.
Mm-hmm. Bleeding out of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, kids, it's okay.
If he had just owned it and just been like, it's okay, it hurts, that's why I'm crying, then... Really?
You think it's that easy?
Well, yeah, a bunch of, like, 10-year-old boys.
But
what are you supposed to do? I mean, I feel like you only go one way or the other. Either you own it before they can make fun of you, or you try and hide it and then get taken in an ambulance with bloody tears running down your face. Like, it's going to be one or the other, and then you never get to coach again, so.
See, I thought you were going to have an issue with the whole manly...
100%. We didn't get there yet.
Okay. No, please. Let's dive in.
Well...
Oh, boy.
So I understand that in this country, we tend to raise boys to suppress their emotions. And then this translates directly into adulthood with men.
I feel like you're off the rails already.
Go ahead.
Mm.
Please.
To suppress their emotion.
Mm-hmm. It's not okay to cry. It's basically anger is one of the few emotions you're allowed to express as a boy. Girls can cry when they're upset, but then they're called... girls. I mean, the worst thing to be called when you're a little boy is a little girl. You hit like a little girl. You cry like a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's okay for girls. You expect little girls to have those emotions, but once a boy he hits like 7 or 8, it immediately is like, you're crying like a baby. You're crying like a little girl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, like when they're younger, it's okay because it's like, they're not going to not cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just hit a point where I think people just get tired of seeing little boys act quote unquote like feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just kind of, like, suppress it in them, and then you get these little angry teenage boys. with no outlet or no way to express their emotion. When's the last time you cried?
Me? Mm-hmm. A good cry or just a cry in general?
Both. The year was 84.
And... No. I was playing flag football.
Okay.
And I jumped and landed on my leg wrong, and it popped back out and popped back in again.
That's why Daddy has a bad wheel.
Bad wheel. And I wept.
Don't say wept.
But I came to work that night.
Why did you have to make yourself sound like that?
Because I'm fucking... Can I say warrior?
Exactly.
Is it okay to say warrior?
Can I live? Can I be me?
That's what happened. I cried. I got up.
But you going to work had no relevance to the fact that you cried when you got hurt. You only said that so that people wouldn't think you were being a baby.
People know I'm a bitch. I don't know.
I know. That's so true.
Yeah. I'm a shitting on myself, crying... individual. Uh-huh. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you had to find another word.
Yeah. It's always good to do threes, and I stopped that too, and I couldn't think of another one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I actually
When agree. Was an emotional cry?
I watched a movie.
Oh, okay, this is what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What movie was it? So important.
It's not even a well-known movie. It's called I Am Sam.
Wait, is that the one with Will Smith? I can tell by your lack of answer.
Are you thinking of iRobot?
Probably.
You're worthless.
I, comma, and...
Yeah.
Was I Am Sam.
It was a movie about a mentally challenged man who had a daughter with a woman. The woman died, and he started taking care of her, but then somebody found out that he wasn't doing a good job, even though he was doing the best he could.
Mm-hmm.
And him and, like, all of his, like, mentally handicapped friends were, like, trying to raise her and be, like, good parents, but... They took him to, like, court, and I think he lost custody of her, and it was just, like, heartbreaking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And did he ever get her back?
The person who wound up getting her, like, let him still be the dad.
How old was the girl?
Like, 5.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, like, all little stuff. I think she got, like, lost, and then... Somebody was like, where's your dad? And then dad comes stumbling around, like, looking all disheveled. And they're like, this isn't all right. It was all justified, but still.
Yeah.
It hit the heart.
Because you know the protagonist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about you? First pain, then emotional.
Pain. Last pain that I cried. I have a pretty high pain tolerance, I'm gonna be honest.
I feel like one of your periods got the better of you.
That'd be emotional, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm thankful. I don't have bad period cramps. That's very rare. I know people who are doubled over in pain, like agony. And I'm like, I don't know what to do for you. here's some ibuprofen. I don't know the last pain. I can remember, it's probably not the last time, but I sprained my ankle and now I've broken many a bone.
Mm-hmm.
And that sprained ankle hurt worse than anything I'd ever done.
Really?
Yes. It hurt so bad. And it was, I think also because it was so debilitating.
Because
it was just like, I've sprained my wrist and my ankle. And both of those hurt worse than a break.
Really?
I think because the sprain, you're constantly trying to see, like, what can I do? What can't I? I remember I had a sprained wrist and I went to pick up a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it just, like, flopped out of my wrist. And I was like, I just started crying. It hurt so bad.
How did you sprain your ankle?
That's a good question. Glad you asked. I was about 17 with some friends outside in the snow, and I had my arms out, and I was spinning in a circle, and your girl took a dip.
Okay.
And I just, like, fell to the floor. And I was, like, right near my house, too. And I fell to the floor, and I went to stand up, and I just, like, went back down. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. Bye, everybody. I'm going home. Oh, I was literally, like, on the side street by my house.
Okay.
So I just, like, hobbled one house away and went inside. And then I told my mom, I was like, I think I broke my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, can you, like, put pressure on it? And I was like, I can, but not enough. And she's like, it's not broken.
Damn.
And we ace bandaged it.
A lot of parents do that, at least back in the day. My wife said she broke her ankle I think roller skating or something. And her mom basically said, you're not in that much pain. And then gave her like an aspirin and told her to go to sleep. And the next morning it was still broken.
Double the size.
Okay, fine. Now we can go to the hospital. I'm not a terrible parent.
Well, you know what? I was wrong. It's not that she asked me to put pressure on it. She asked me if I could move it. Because generally, if you break something, you can't usually move it. Because I remember when I broke my wrist, I couldn't... Like, my brain was saying, oh, lift your wrist up, and it wouldn't move. But when I sprained my wrist, I was able to... It was painful as all hell, but I could make a circular motion. And the same thing with my ankle, too. But I've broken enough bones, too, where my mom was like, all right, I don't think it's broken.
Yeah, you're a mess.
Yeah. Hashtag grateful, you know what I mean?
No, actually, I don't.
No. No. Why are you... I mean, you know, you gotta take it in stride. It is what it is. What can I do now? Except be super cautious.
I guess I'm wondering, what was he doing in between third base and home for the... Like, initially, anyway.
Between third base and home?
Yeah.
That's where they stand.
No, they stand behind third base as a third base coach.
Yeah. Oh, that's where I was picturing. I assumed the kid hit it, and it was, like, going towards that way.
Okay, maybe I'm just... reading too deep into it. Okay.
Because sometimes they move around a little bit. If a kid's swinging, like, rounding home or whatever, they're that words of encouragement, like, fucking go!
That's what they
say. Like, they're like airplane pilots, like, trying to guide you in.
They only follow the line on the field.
No way. They want you rounding out hard and heavy. They encourage you to slide into the catcher.
Cleats up.
Yep. Cleats up. It's true, though.
Catch him right in the kid. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Like, you bring us home. Yeah. So, wait. Now, let's get to the brass tacks of this. You agree, disagree? How do you feel about the fact that he cried in front of the kids?
Sometimes you can't help it.
Okay.
And I get that.
Do you think his masculinity, this was like a poor showmanship of it?
Kinda. And...
Have you ever cried in front of your son?
No.
Purposely, like, you will remove yourself.
No, I've never cried since he was born. I think I cried maybe when he was born, and that was it. That might have been the emotional one.
So in 5 years, you've not shed a tear.
No, I haven't.
That doesn't sound healthy.
I don't know how much crying you think gets done in life.
I think people cry more than once every 5 years.
So you think crying is, like, therapeutic?
I think as a human body, it needs it, yeah. It's a form of release, kind of like an orgasm.
Of course.
Hmm?
Of course, your filthy mind would go there.
It's true.
No, it's not. Medically speaking, I gotta bust these nuts.
What?
Medically speaking, I do not have to cry.
It's not... Oh, you can't say that it's not a release of chemicals and hormones in the body that could use some release.
I can say that. I don't think you have any proof.
Well, I'm no doctor,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure if we did some research, I bet I could find proof.
Please.
Not right now.
Okay.
We'll have a thorough discussion about this later. Don't you worry about it.
I'd love...
And toxic masculinity. We'll get on that, too.
It doesn't have to be toxic.
But I'm saying we will talk about toxic masculinity.
Oh, that's a thing.
Ah, see how you immediately thought all masculinity was toxic?
That's what I thought you were saying.
No, I said we'll talk about toxic masculinity.
Okay, we can talk about it.
We will talk about it.
Have you been hit in the face with a baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, I did not break my nose. Actually, it didn't happen during a game. It happened... Well, it always happened, like, when you know when you're catching a grounder? Like, grounders are, like, my least favorite.
Of course.
Because they just pop right the fuck up and get you under the chin.
Mm-hmm.
But my uncle and I were practicing high flies, and he used to be able to launch that thing up in the air, and...
This is verbatim what happened to me.
Yeah, I think this is just like a rite of passage for kids.
Before
just
you,
like,
knew exactly how to catch them when they were coming from the sky,
I was
put
actually
the glove, like, right in your
good.
Face.
And you know what? It was like the sun, and we were by a tree, and just like when it came through the leaves of the tree, I just like there was just not enough time to gauge where I should have like placed my glove, and I just ate it.
Why are you playing around a tree?
It was in my backyard, so it was kind of like all we had.
Go to a park, damn.
Well, there's, here like, we obstacles? Are. Here we are.
Okay.
But yeah, so, and then, like, the one thing was, like, once I went inside and, like, we realized I was okay and everything, he made me go back out. And he was, we gotta practice more high flies. Not because he thought, like, I needed practice, but because he didn't want me to be scared and, like, traumatized of high flies. So he wanted to make sure I got back out there and would catch.
Toughen you up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying, like, it's kind of like when you fall off the horse, you gotta get back on. Otherwise, you're never gonna get back on the horse.
Fuck a horse.
Okay.
Now I get what you're saying. Yeah, mine was almost the same. This was back before I could judge, like, how to catch it. Like, you usually just put the glove in front of your face.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or right next to your face, and then, God forbid, you miss it, which I did. I caught it right in the noggin.
Yeah, it's painful. That happened to my neighbor. Mm-hmm. We were playing outside, and we were just playing catch, and he just moved his glove, mm-hmm. and it was going right at his face, mm-hmm. and he fucking ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of strayed away from baseball after that. He didn't play much after that again.
I think I'm a poet now. I don't know.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it can go one of two ways.
Hmm. Well, it's good.
So, is there anything else you want to tell this listener?
No. I mean, you obviously couldn't stop the crying.
Well, he doesn't want his son to even remember this.
I wouldn't either.
Really? I mean... I feel like you could use this as a molding and shaping tool.
No, the best
now the kid
scenario.
Knows that it's embarrassing, and if things happen in front of your peers or whatever, then it's like you should hide and be like embarrassed.
Best case scenario is you take the hit, you mm-hmm. bleed, and tell him, I'll be okay, sport, get into the ambulance, and then find him later with stitches.
Oh.
And go, your dad's a rock star.
Okay.
That's ideal situation.
That's best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we ready for the next submission?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Hey, pals. Possible bad start. 31 male here. Finally built up the courage to ask out my work crush. We work at a tech repair store, so there's not a lot of time to flirt. We went to the bar and played some pool. She crushed me. Then we tried darts. She crushed me. Then we just sat at the bar and ordered drinks. She got whiskey, and I got a Corona with extra lime. In quotations. That's not funny. In quotations, I like lime. The night ended fine, but I feel like I blew it. Thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. This episode is just like toxic masculinity after toxic masculinity.
No, this
We're
guy
so
sounds
lucky.
Like he just
wow,
wants to
I
make
love
sure
our fan
that
base.
He's not fucking it up. Because he's not being a...
We not being a what?
Oh, I caught myself.
Perfect.
Yes, unlike the baseball to the face, I caught it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, mm-hmm. So.
Where
well,
to start?
Okay, if I'm on a date,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to win everything.
Really?
I don't have to win at all.
Only if they win fairly against you, right? Like, you won't throw the game for them.
I will throw the game.
But you, like, okay, just a real quick. You told me you will not throw a game for your son
my
to
son.
Help build his ego, right?
Yes,
and his confidence.
Yes.
You said you will crush him in every sport until the day he actually can defeat you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to bang him, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, but for a girl, you'll throw it.
Mm-hmm. But as long as she is fully aware... that I could have beat her.
Really? So then what's the point?
Just for her ego.
Wow. Like but it's not a good ego boost if you're gonna...
It's kind of, like, not saying, like, hey, I'm just letting you win. Like, if we're playing pool, mm-hmm. I'll hit, like, the first three shots perfectly, and then I'll just start, like, screwing around a little bit.
I would think you actually sucked. I would think that
really?
The first three were pure luck for you, and yeah, this is your true sportsmanship. This is how you actually play.
Or I'll beat you, I'll let you beat me by, like, hitting in the nine ball or something. Like, I beat myself, and then you won. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, something like that.
Okay.
So, you will win, but you will know that I am God.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that a problem? It sounds like it's a problem. When I said it, I thought it was a problem.
I mean, as long as you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think the God part is where...
It was the whole thing.
Okay.
It was the whole thing, really.
So do you have any issues with losing in bowling or something?
Oh, my God. I've been on dates where I have been creamed.
Gross.
I didn't want to say crushed because our listeners said crushed.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I was on a date where we went to a pool hall.
Mm-hmm.
I warned them from the jump. I am not good at pool, but mm-hmm. it's a cool environment for us to be in. And, you know, this was pre-Rona.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just kind of hang out here for a few hours, play a few games, and shoot the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she took into account how truly bad I was. And she was also, like, she was better than me, but not by a whole lot. So we played one game mm-hmm. that took us, like, 2 hours.
Oh.
It was horrific. And I could tell she was, like it was very unattractive to her how bad I was. And how, like, I just didn't care. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, well, like, I already told you I'm not good at this. I'm just here to talk with you. And basically we have something to do with our hands while we're talking. And... yeah, I could tell progressively. She, like, at one point we were both just, like, kind of sitting talking for a second, and she was just like, huh, this game's going to take all night. And then that, like, it kicked in with me. I was like, oh, she actually gives a shit. Because she was like, everybody, like, can see that we've only played one game. And I was like, you think everybody's watching what we're doing? Like, who
aren't
the
they?
Fuck are they? If everybody else, like, I couldn't tell you how many games the person next to me played.
No, but I always assume that everybody's watching everything I'm doing, even though I don't care what they're doing.
That's like an anxiety thing, I think.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell you what anybody else is doing, and I couldn't tell you if someone was, like, watching how many games I did. Hmm. They'd have to physically come up to me and be like, is this the same game from 8 o'clock? I'm like, it is! Are you any good? You want to be solids? Wait, am I solids or stripes?
Oh, but that's funny that she was, like...
Yeah, it affected her.
So, yeah. How did the rest of the date go?
Good, actually. Once we got the hell out of there, the date was fine. And we saw each other again after that.
Okay.
But then Rona hit.
Hmm.
You know?
And you just fizzled off?
Everything just sort of fizzles off during Rona.
Did you get better at pool?
No. I haven't gotten a chance to play since then. The only ones I know are indoor pool homes or houses.
Indoor pool homes?
I know.
Gotcha. Understand. So you used to swapping out house and homes.
These things will happen.
Yeah. What about darts?
I've never actually played darts out in public.
Out in public?
Yeah, like maybe I played once when I was a kid, but like mm-hmm. in my adulthood life, like at a bar or something, I've never played.
Hmm.
I want to.
You should.
I'll suck at that too.
Yeah, but that one... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Most likely.
How's your accuracy?
Hit or miss.
Yes.
But I'm bump.
I've seen the... Oh, I got it. I've seen the toilet seats after you leave.
Oh.
It's not great.
No. That's hard.
No, it's
hovering,
not.
Look, it's not the same. You have an accurate... You have, like, something to aim with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that. It's just a hole over a hole, and I gotta try and make it work.
A hole over a hole. Just sit your big ass down on the toilet seat, then.
My buttocks can't touch the... That's got germs.
That's got
the
germs.
The ickies.
Yeah.
Can't touch it. It's got cooties.
Clean it.
Ugh, that's a lot. A lot of the bathrooms don't provide... Don't worry about my bathroom hygiene. Ever since you told me that you noticed a little bit of a pee-pee dribble on the seat, I take care of that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take care of that. It's ridiculous. I just lift it up.
I was just trying to be... Yeah, I pee on the other... the rim now, not the seat.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah,
I
really.
Care.
Oh.
I do enjoy that if I leave a bathroom, someone might be like, is that... I thought maybe
mm-hmm.
that was a transgender person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I just hover and I'm bad at what I
yeah.
do. Sorry about that.
Just, I don't know. The hovering seems
for
so...
For safety purposes.
What safety? Who are you protecting?
Cooties. I have a cooter. I'm protecting her.
Cootie cooters?
Cooter,
no. Cooter cooties?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nailed it.
There we go. Gross.
Yeah, I know. That's why you gotta be cautious of them. They're everywhere.
If you do just one wipe, but like a wet wipe, and you're good to go.
Where? Who? What? So now I gotta carry a purse. You then need wet wipes. Do you carry wet wipes in your back pocket?
I have them in my car.
Okay. Well, usually you're not pee-peeing in your car.
Yeah, but when I go dump out, I drive my car usually to the bathroom and then
mm-hmm.
go about my business.
This is one scenario in your life. Anytime I have to pee anywhere I am, I have to worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What the hell was the question?
Darts, pool, bowling, whatever they were doing. They were
listening
to the girl.
Oh, date. It was a fucking date. Okay, so then then the drink. You laughed when they said they got a Corona with extra lime. What's so funny about that?
Because a girl drinking a whiskey is like, that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
She's about her business. She's mm-hmm. probably swirls it, does a little sip, and then does that, this hurts, but it hurts real good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just see you pouring your beer into another glass and then, like, throwing, like, a fistful of limes in there. It's just not very...
But if it was a blue moon and they put orange slices in it... Would
Can
that...
I have 3 extra oranges on the side, please?
Yeah. They put them on the rim.
Like, no, I'm not your fruit stand. Go get an orange somewhere else.
I'm paying for this beer.
It's just not
if
a
I
good...
I want 3 extra orange slices that cost you nothing, give it to me.
It costs them something.
I mean... So the price of one orange you're giving me...
Except for free.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
No, you don't. You're just trying to get
I
past
wish you
this.
Nothing but the best. I have this new thing that I was telling Mike about, that whenever I see someone who's doing something either I don't like or they're saying something that I disagree with, I just have to tell myself, I wish you nothing but the best, rather than ruminating on the thing that I'm upset about them.
This and when helps she says it to you,
divert my...
You just have a fire in you like you've never had before, and that's you right. want to wallop her.
But it's only because... Wallop. That's only because you know what I mean when I'm saying I wish you nothing but the best.
It's more or
I'm
less
I'm not saying it to people's
you,
faces. I'm not like a priest
you.
Walking around like, may God be with you, mm-hmm. like... And also with you. Yeah, indoctrination is not real. Anyways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but do girls care?
What men drink?
No,
or what
drink,
their partner
just like,
at all drinks?
Everything, like, yeah, like if you come off as the softer, mm-hmm. like, is that, do they talk about that?
Yes.
Okay, so
they
it's
do.
True.
They do. I've had a few, yeah. I mean, I don't think a Corona is considered to be more of a, like, feminine, like, drink. Like, I don't think...
I think the extra
line. It's like a summer drink. Yeah, it was the extra line, probably. But to me, it's like, it just tastes good.
Okay, so what happened if she got a whiskey and he got, like, a Red's Apple Ale or something?
I personally, I see no issue with anything that either of them ordered. You order what you like. That's it.
Hmm. But then, okay, so if you went to dinner and he ordered, like, a salad and, like, a seltzer water. Mm-hmm. And she got, like, a steak. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine to you?
Yeah, why not?
It's weird.
Why?
It's strange.
That's what he likes to eat. And that's what she likes to eat.
But
why should there be any judgment about what's on your plate? I'm not eating what's on your plate.
Mm, you know you're wrong. You know you're
I'm
saying...
wrong?
You know
or...
you're saying what should be said, not what really is. Is that fair to say?
So, but if you know that it's what should be, then isn't it weird that we still carry on this notion of what actually is happening? Rather than being like, there's nothing wrong... with a guy ordering a steak and a pink lemonade, and her ordering a beer, or I mean, not, I'm sorry, not a steak, a salad and a pink lemonade, and her ordering a beer and a steak.
Chicken salad, extra croutons?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand. What's the problem? If we continue to perpetuate this, then it's going to stay that way.
So are we the change?
You say we, like as if you're going to ride my coattails.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't have it.
Yeah.
I won't have it.
No, 100%. You're going to go down.
We'll step on you on my way up.
Like Thomas Edison, like, and pal. Like, you got the lights, and I was, like, holding your, like, stool mm-hmm. while you did it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kick that stool out from underneath me as soon as I've got my bearings upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem.
I'm here for you. I don't know what the attitude's all about.
Oh, Michael.
We are a team.
Michael. Mm-hmm. I like what we're saying on the podcast right now.
Is that the fuck you? That's the thing.
You Is that your new fuck you? I'm offended.
I am.
So do you see a problem?
No problem. Just... ugh. Just don't tuck your shirt in, I guess. Don't be like all the way. You gotta do something manly.
Why?
It just has to be done.
Why can't
you just
be authentic? You say you don't like women who wear makeup because that's not authentic and genuine to them. But you want dudes going around acting a certain way so that they can be perceived
not acting.
As,
I want you
well,
to
yeah.
be a certain
So what
way.
If you do want to tuck your shirt in? What if you like having your shirt tucked in, but because it's perceived in a more not masculine manner?
Loafers with no socks on, too? I mean, damn.
What?
Ew.
Well, I mean, yes, gross. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't really... That's just not my style. But if that's what they want to do, I think it shouldn't be frowned upon for the fact that it's perceived as not masculine. Mm-hmm. If you want to frown upon it because a bunch of, like, boat jerks? Like, yacht-riding assholes tend to wear that outfit. That's a whole different ballgame.
Boat jerks and yacht-riding assholes.
But, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Even back when metrosexual was like a thing,
mm-hmm.
they
Which
were
I think
still
it is.
They were still like, is
they
it?
Took a lot of shit for that, and yet all what were they doing? Maintaining themselves?
Yeah, spray tan, pedicures,
like eyebrows, making their nails nice. Like, what is the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to feel like you're pampered. Like, you don't need to have dirt and grime under your nails to be a man.
I guess.
That hurt. That came from the depths of your belly.
I guess.
Are we done here?
I guess.
You have anything else to say?
Nah, I guess.
Do you?
No.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
We're not ending on a good note.
Do we ever?
Sometimes. Occasionally we do.
Occasionally.
Like, I think maybe so far we've ended like 3 times where we were in agreement. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Those numbers compared to our IRL numbers, fantastic.
Yes,
we never end an agreement in real life.
3 times in 1 year. Spot on. That's us.
Okay, well, we just want to take a moment to thank all of the new listeners from all of the podcasting apps and from everywhere. We want to thank all of the frontline workers, all the essential workers, all the protesters, all the people everywhere doing everything, making the world go round. We love you. We support you. And we will see you next week.
Bye. Hey, everyone. We want to draw attention to Homeless Solutions, based out of New Jersey. They're providing a hand up, not a handout. They offer shelter, service, and supportive housing to homeless and working poor in New Jersey. We love what they're doing, and to which we just want to draw attention to them.
And if you want to find them on Instagram and give them a follow, maybe a shout out, donations, any information on them, you can find them at HSI_NJ. And if you have that website.
Yep, homelesssolutions.org.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.